With presidential debates beginning for the 2012 campaigns, many American Christians are frustrated with the current system. They are fed up with hope and change and want corrections to what they see as a broken political system in Washington, D.C. Their solution? To return to the ways and religious doctrines of our founding fathers. But are the founding fathers the people they are assumed to be? George Washington University Associate History Professor David Silverman disagrees with how Americans place the founding fathers on a pedestal of religious doctrine.
I worry about this holding up of the founding fathers as demigods, because I think it caricatures them. It doesn't capture them in all of their complexity, and it doesn't capture how they evolve over time.
Still, he argues that it's unfair to classify our founders as a common group.
It's hard to paint with a broad brush and make a statement about, say, the role of religion among the founders, because they ran the gamut from people who were fundamentalist Protestants to people who were deists.
With that said, David L. Holmes, author of The Faith of Our Founding Fathers, explains the founders did rely heavily on religion, but that they traveled to America for freedom, including religious freedom.
Religion played a big role. It just, the United States was not formed to be a Christian nation. It was formed to be a nation that allowed freedom of religion, including freedom from religion.
The founding fathers are mistakenly believed to have all been Christians acting on Christian doctrines. Abilene Christian University history professor Fred Bailey explains that the founding fathers focused on freedom, not religion.
Our founding fathers, as was part of the Enlightenment, believed in liberty. They believed in freedom.
He continues to say that the founders did not unanimously agree upon one religion. Rather, the generation after them reacted to both the sinfulness of the Revolution and the bloody anarchy of the French Revolution and experienced the Second Great Awakening. As a result, in their history lessons, converted the Founding Fathers to the people they never were.
With the Second Great Awakening, we've turned to that belief that we're in a contractual relationship with God. If we are in a contractual relationship with God, it's necessary that the people who created this nation also be in a contractual relationship with God. But what's the problem there? They were not. And that's when you began to have our founding fathers converted to Christianity.
Bailey argues that those who converted the founders to Christianity really just wanted a nation of morality. But if they weren't all Christians, then what were they? Holmes explains.
At that time, we have to remember that a certain amount of the population in the United States, the new United States, had kind of moved outside of religion. They were the thoroughgoing deists.
Regardless, Holmes reminds us that it's important to remember that although the founders may be more complex and diverse than believed to be, many of them were still deeply religious.
Playing off for or against, often on the basis of religion. In each century, there were people who took religion very seriously, who served the nation, and I would name most of the founding fathers in that category.
Silverman argues that the founding fathers were not much different than politicians today.
I would say that there are a lot more similarities than there are differences. That what you'll find is that, you know, the founders weren't a monolithic group any more than our politicians today are a monolithic group.
Their similarities begin at the debated role of religion. Holmes argues that it is still a key issue for modern politicians.
The question today is how religious the United States really is. I've just finished that survey of the 12 presidents. There's just no indication in there, if you look at people from Truman through George W. Bush and then Obama, that we're going to see any slackening of religious belief among our candidates for president. We see that in the group running right now.
Silverman continued to say, their similarities stretch as far as the indecisive attribute of today's politicians.
Sometimes you could call these guys founding flip-floppers. They change their positions over the course of their lives, like many politicians do today, whether out of political expediency or because their views change over time.
Similarities don't end there. Silverman pointed out that scandals in the past were just as common as scandals today.
I think there's this mistaken notion with the public that the founders were this paragon of virtue. And I think what you'll find is that there were just as many sex scandals and scandals in which people are doing favors for their financial backers and for their family as today.
Regardless of whether or not the founders were the men Americans are led to believe, Bailey reminds us that they were still honorable, brave men who started this country with freedom and humility in mind. Furthermore, he stresses that their lack of Christianity should not matter.
Remember that you're a citizen of two kingdoms. You're a citizen of the kingdom of Christ, and you're a citizen of the kingdom of the United States, for lack of a better term. They're both very good places to be citizens, but that citizenship is not the same. One will put you in a pretty good country for a lifetime. The other will take you to heaven for eternity.
I'm Heather Isringhausen of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.